Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever, whenever you're listening. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast, and another spooky tale to bring you this week. But before we carry on, I just want to firstly apologize if there's a bit of background noise. At the moment, we are getting our house decorated. Unfortunately, if I want to get episodes out, I'm just having to record at the same time as things going on in the background. But hopefully, it shouldn't interfere too much with the rest of this episode. But yes, it's a good one this week. It's a listener story sent in by a chap named Jacob. So Jacob, thank you very much for sending this in. And he did preface it saying it is in fact a real story, but a lot of people say that sometimes they come back later and let us know it isn't. It's all part of the mystique. So I would be keen to know what you all think after you hear it. And after you do listen, obviously make sure to tell us by going to our Facebook page and voting for if you think this is based in fact or a pure work of fiction. So yeah, stick around. This story is called I Can't Explain. I've lived in my house for 21 years now, and I've had some of the weirdest experiences you can imagine. And to be honest, I can't explain them at all. Here are some of them. I have three brothers, and one of them is a twin. One night we were coming home from church when we were younger, and we were almost in the driveway of our house, and my twin nudged my arm and said, "Hey, there's an old man with a lantern in that window up there," pointing at our house. I was like, I leaned over and I couldn't see a thing. I said, "Are you joking? That's not funny." He said, "No, I'm not kidding." And I just shook it off as if it was nothing. And that was one of the first experiences we had. I didn't think much of it at the time, but you know, these things typically tend to add up after a while. So for example, a few years later, my best friend, he spent the night, and we were sleeping in the den on a bunch of blankets, and he was showing me this game of his. We were both fans of the same genre, so I just sat and watched him play, content enough. Now during the game, I looked up at the foot of the stairs, and I saw an old man in a suit. He didn't have any facial features, but I did see what looked like a tuxedo. I asked my friend, "Do you see that?" He replied with a stutter that he could. There was light coming in from the street outside, so I put it down to shadows, casting a shape of a man and nothing more. But we just looked at each other and looked back, and he was gone. Again, another weird experience. Something minor, but they just continued to add up. A couple of months after that, my twin and I were playing our old PS2 upstairs around dinner time. I've never liked being upstairs on my own. I should have gotten used to it, but I just couldn't at all, and I honestly couldn't tell you why. It just creeped me out up there. Well, when someone walks up the stairs, you would know it, so we'd usually count the steps and look around when someone's at the top. So we heard someone coming up the stairs, and we counted as usual, you know, and then we turned around, our mom's head popped around the wall. "It's dinner time." "Okay, mom, we'll come down, don't worry." Looking back, it felt odd because Mum would always just normally yell upstairs, "Time to eat!" It's something like that. I told my twin I was going to go downstairs and see what we were having. I ran down the stairs and into the kitchen, asked Mum what we were having for dinner, expecting food to be out on the countertops, but there was nothing. "Where's the food?" I asked. She just looked at me and replied, "I haven't even started cooking yet. What are you talking about? But you just came upstairs and told us dinner was ready. I've come down to eat." We both paused and stared at each other just for a moment before Mum said, "No, I didn't." Yeah, that was really unusual indeed. A few years after that, there was a group meeting at our church, and it was basically a meeting with a few families, but I didn't go for some reason. I think I didn't feel well, or was having girl trouble or something. You know, the kind of thing. And my room at the time was at the back of the house, at the end of the hallway, across from my parents' room. You couldn't see down the hallway from my room. Now, our house is two stories and I was on the first floor. I was just on my phone in my room when I heard what sounded like someone sprinting down the hallway towards my room and stopped right outside my door with a thud. As the sound got louder, my eyes, I could feel them getting wider, and I jumped into a crouch and grabbed the first sharp object I could find and called out, "You better come out right now!" The hair on my neck and arms and head and everywhere were standing up, and my heart was absolutely racing. I was breathing really hard and sweating, and as an important note, I was definitely alone in the house, and our dogs were outside in the fenced-off area. And I know this because I checked for them after it happened. I got up and walked outside, with my heart beating, ready for someone to pounce. But the moment I got out there, I just took off running towards my dog. There's no one there. And I sat with them till my family got home. Experience like that in a while, and except this one time, actually, now that I think about it. And I was home with a few of my family members and the dogs, and one of our dogs' name is Bear. Now, Bear is a smaller dog, but he thinks he's the biggest dog on planet Earth. One day, I came out of the bathroom, which was at the end of the hallway in between my old room and my parents' room, and I said, "Hey, Bear." He was coming out of my parents' room. He jumped forward as if something grabbed his tail and turned around and started barking as if to attack something, which really made me jump, startled as could be. The light was off, so I couldn't see it was in there, so I quickly turned around and I said, hey, Bear, look, it's okay, there's nothing here, trying to calm him down, with my heart still racing inside my chest. I went inside the room and waved at Bear and said, "See?" And when I managed to calm him down, we walked down to the den. Now, of all these unusual experiences, you might think, how did someone die there, or something like that? Well, it wasn't ever owned by anyone else, and there wasn't really anything special about that piece of land, but these events still continue to happen. Now, we're currently building a new house that's a lot bigger than our current home, and it's on a piece of property that we own behind my grandparents' home. When one of my older brothers and his fiance were painting my mom and my dad's future bathroom, my brother heard something or someone walking up the stairs. Now, he asked his fiance, hey babe, did you hear that? To which she replied, no. Actually, quite a bit puzzled. So he went upstairs and he was startled by me painting my closet. He said, oh, you scared me, and went about his painting. Now, the next day, when I showed up to help with the work, he asked me, he's like, hey, did you come back here after you went to your girlfriend's house? I heard someone walking around after you left. Now, I can't explain how weird that was to me, because I'd been at my girlfriend's house for the last 2 days. Well, how about that? Thank you so much, Jacob, for sending that story in. I really enjoy reading it. And listeners, if you want to vote for if you think I Can't Explain was based in fact or a pure work of fiction, search for us on Facebook, Ghost Stories the Podcast. You can't miss us, and vote there. There'll be a vote up in the coming days. One little announcement. I know I said a couple episodes ago my brother was going to be running my social accounts for me. Unfortunately, he's not able to do that anymore, so it's going back to me. But the positive is, in the meantime, when he was working, we came up with some really good ideas and exciting things. So I'm going to try my best to get a bit better at posting. So hopefully the rate of content will increase there. But the other thing I really want to know from you all is Discord. It looks like a really interesting platform for us to use. I don't have much experience myself, seeing a lot of streamers and whatnot I watch using it. If it's something we look to getting into, would you be interested in it? So maybe drop us a message, let us know if you'd be interested in Discord content. I'd be more than willing to kind of set something up and start running with it. Otherwise, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much. Make sure to click that subscribe button. If you haven't already, and you'll be notified of all future content coming up. And if you've already done that, drop us a review, 5-star rating on places like iTunes. They really help us grow and make sure we rank when people are searching for ghost stories. You know, it's that type of support that really helps us, grow. And finally, if you do want to go the extra mile and you just think you need content early, you can't wait for it, you can go to our Patreon page, and for as little as a dollar, you can subscribe to the podcast. I know you can also pay in euros and pound sterling there as well. I don't know the exact minimum amounts. I tend to just look at the American, so I apologize. But yeah, for as little as a buck, you can get episodes a few days early. And what we were also doing right now is I'm working on a new content series. I'm not quite a spot to announce it yet, but we're so close. It might even be the next episode where we tell you all about it. But it's something you're not going to want to miss. It'll only be available to our Patreon subscribers. So I'm very excited about that as well. So keep watching this space for more. But I think that's all for this week. Make sure you all keep taking care of yourselves. If you have any stories, be sure to send them in. And don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?